An international relations expert, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, says the decision by the International Criminal Court to withdraw the case against the Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is disappointing. Alhaji Pelpo, who is an MP for WAS Central, was however quick to add that the fact that the court exists should be a deterrent against impunity, insisting that the withdrawal of the case is a blow to justice-minded people. He spoke to Teikiche.
This is a very big question to all people who are justice-minded, all people who feel they are threatened by the power of a single individual or a group of people who can toy with their lives and who can destroy their lives in the event of their decision to fight for justice or to fight for their human rights in any state in Africa. The expectation is that the judgment should have been deterrent enough to caution leaders that one day a leader who is in Africa, whether you are a citizen or you are a past leader, can be brought to justice and can be questioned and can be punished for hurting the people and causing them their rights and freedoms.
There are those who would also say that Omar al-Bashir, the Sudanese president, is also a sitting president. But then the court went ahead to indict him. He's now a wanted man. So what is the difference between Omar al-Bashir's case and that of Uhuru Kenyatta?
In the case of al-Bashir, there were overwhelming number of people who were willing to give evidence, and they went forward to give evidence, you know, against him. Remember, you have the South Sudan and the North Sudan, and people were sponsored to provide enough evidence. There were enough pictures to show how he himself got involved in these things, that the decisions he took that resulted in the lives of the destruction of the lives and properties of people, and etc., etc. In the case of Kenya, even though we lost 1,200 human beings, some of them heads cut off, others starved to death, others lose throats cut off, and you have 600,000 people fleeing their country, the difference is that the people who should provide those evidence stand in court to say, yes, I am a victim. I saw that Kenyatta paid money for this thing to happen. They were short of those people. They were unwilling to come forward to do that.